Well, I think it's all a question of people that you meet and fall in love with, or places that you go to and you get attached to because you spend certain amounts of time there, or it's basically that, really. Ian lives down... Ian spent quite a bit of time in Florida because he met a girl down there, and, you know... No, that is a very nice place. We've recorded a couple of albums there.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Lots of nice young girls get down there. Very cosmopolitan. Yeah, but you were saying about Reagan saying, you know, blaming... You can't really blame drugs on rock and roll or anything else. I mean, myself, being a worldly traveller, as you are yourself, you know, probably know doctors, lawyers, solicitors, accountants, mm-hmm. that often do lines and lines and lines of cocaine, wow. as much as they can get. Mr. Reagan couldn't exactly say it was a result of basketball or football or baseball, could he? Okay.
Yeah.
Being a film star, if he goes to Hollywood, God, that place is full. The film industry, or, you know, the actors, producers, directors, I'm sure it's the same. It's the same everywhere. It's just like alcoholism. You can't pinpoint alcoholism, really, can you? There's no more alcoholics in the music business than there is in show business or in anything else, really, or in general, in society in general. We did that in Spain. We did that in Marbella, in the south of Spain, because our manager's got a house down there. And we didn't want to spend too much time in England or in America because we believe that their tax laws just cripple people like ourselves. So... we went to the Costa del Sol
in January,
and it wasn't too bad. Play tennis, you know, a bit of golf, bit of fishing, you know, and stuff like that. And so, fair enough, because our country gives us tax breaks if we record and write songs outside of our own country, you see, which is completely bullshit, because the last album would probably cost us $500,000, and we spent it in other countries. Now, we could have spent it in England and kept the money there, couldn't we, really? So, it's just a crazy tax law, you know? It's stupid. So, we chose to do that. Why not go and... We actually recorded the album in Nassau in the Bahamas, which is a tax haven. And that wasn't too shabby either. That was quite nice. Lots of girls down there. The weather was beautiful. Yeah. Went to deserted islands. Had a lot of fun doing it. And at the same time, you've seen the world as well, you see.
Yeah.
But it's all down to tax laws and tax situations.